When you have an acid pH, Benny's been talking about pH. The pH of the stomach should be about 2.0. That's pretty, when the hydrochloric acid, that's acid. Like if you had Rubberman, remember those toys when we were kids? I know I'm old. I'm a grandma. Rubberman, you could stretch them really long. If you had a Rubberman finger, you could stretch it all the way down and get your finger down inside your stomach when there's hydrochloric acid in there and pull your finger up, you'd have no more finger. It'd be all gone. You'd be a stump like this. That's how acid the stomach is. That's how much acid we need to be able to break that food down. But what happens is, when that hydrochloric acid is weak or insufficient, then we put the proteins down in there. They don't break down. They ferment. They create their own gas. Then we're burpy after a meal. How many of you get burpy after you eat? It's what happens. Then we get burpy after we eat. As soon as we can get that hydrochloric acid restored by using something like apple cider vinegar, all of a sudden those proteins are going to feel a little bit better in there. They're going to start breaking down and doing their thing a little bit better, more efficiently. So that pH is a 2.0. Now there's a little valve at the bottom of the stomach where the food leaves the stomach and it goes into that little bit of the small intestine. God is so good when he figured all this out. He was having a really good day when he thought of this. I'm telling you, this is like brain rocket science stuff. And he's good, smart. So when the acid food leaves the stomach and it moves into the small intestine, guess what the pH of the small intestine would be? Do you think it might be acid or alkaline? It's really alkaline. Now we got a problem. Because now we have all this acid food that's moved from the stomach and it's gone trickling into the small intestine. The small intestine is alkaline. Oh no! We have this 2.0 pH food that's coming in. What the heck? So the pancreas has enzymes. And those enzymes neutralize the pH of the acid material. It's a great system. And the liver produces bile. The bile is what breaks the fat down, and it comes in, and everything breaks down. It's great. It's a pH of about 5 to 6, which is still more alkaline. It's not all the way alkaline, but it's more alkaline than the stomach is. Now everybody's happy. But in order for that pancreas to do its job, and in order for the liver to secrete that bile, there has to be acid material there. Are you with me? Has to be acid into this alkaline so that the pancreas does its job and the liver does its job, which changes the pH so that it can move on down through the small intestine. And we'll do that in a minute. But what would happen if...